The paper we're diving into today is fine structure constant derived from primes and g over mu zero alpha squared from 2, Offuscation of Electromagnetism with Gravity by John Wiesel.
That's right. John Wiesel, an independent researcher and APS member, has taken a real swing at one of physics' big mysteries. Why does the fine structure constant alpha have the value it does? And can we use that to actually unify gravity with electromagnetism? It sounds, a little wild on the surface, but the ambition is, well, it's definitely exciting.
Yeah, I mean, the fine structure constant, this weird 137 number that pops up everywhere in quantum physics, has baffled everyone from Dirac to Feynman. And Wiesel's argument is that we might finally have a way to explain this number precisely, using nothing less than the structure of the prime numbers. That's the core question here, right? Can the bizarre constants of physics, like alpha, actually be derived from pure math, like primes, instead of just measured experimentally and plugged in?
And why is this significant? I guess for me, it's the holy grail of, can math explain reality? If you can derive alpha from primes and then bridge to gravity using logarithms like ln2, like Wiesel claims, you're not just doing number tricks. You're implying there's a deep, perhaps timeless architecture to the universe, with no need for fudge factors like dark energy.
Right. The paper's main claim is that using the so-called prime constant, it's a sum involving powers of 2 and the prime numbers, he finds a formula that produces 1 over alpha to like 1 part in a trillion, which is insane. Wiesel also presents a formula connecting Newton's gravitational constant, g, with electromagnetism constants and the natural log of 2, so g over mu zero alpha squared, as a function of ln2. And these relationships supposedly converge way faster than, say, Riemann zeta functions, which is a go-to in number theory.
And what makes this actually practical, or at least testable, is all the cross-comparisons to real, measured values. For example, he says these formulas agree with the CO data 2018 digits of alpha to all available precision. And there's this idea of reverse metrology, that by following how Planck units and particle masses change over cosmological time, you can actually track how physical constants should look if space and time are scaling together, instead of being fixed.
Yeah, and he doesn't stop there. Wiesel connects all these expressions for alpha, c, and g, 12 ways to write 1 over alpha, 13 ways to write c. The upshot is, if you set up the equations using these prime constant and ln2 approaches, you end up with all these cross bridges between electromagnetism and gravity, without having to invent new particles or tweak parameters to fit the observations. A big deal if it actually holds up.
Admittedly, some of the claims are, well, let's just say they push the envelope. Linking quantum gravity to binary computation, or cosmo-computational event horizons that use ln2 and powers of 2, in principle, it kind of resonates with the whole universe as a computational object theme in modern physics, but it's hard to know what's speculative and what's, like, truly foundational.
That's the fun of it, right? Research is always provisional. To me, what's most tangible here for listeners is this. The next time you see a mysterious constant in science, there might be, somewhere, a beautifully simple mathematical underpinning. Maybe not this exact one, but, you know, it pushes us to think in bigger, deeper patterns.
Or at least forces us to not fall asleep in number theory lectures, which I'm still a little bitter about. I never thought primes would come all the way to physics.
And yet, here we are. So whether you buy all of Wiesel's connections or you see it as a creative framework to think about unification, it's good to remember that these kinds of proposals, they drive the field forward. Maybe they'll be refined or overturned, but they keep the questions alive.
Absolutely. Sometimes exploring a new angle, even a quirky or audacious one, can spark something nobody expected. And hey, if the universe really does hide its secrets in a string of primes and logarithms, I guess math class pays off after all.
I'll take that as cosmic encouragement. Thanks for wandering through this with me. It's a reminder that absolute truths in science are rare, and everything's open for a smart rethink.
Couldn't have said it better. See you at the next set of primes.